PIAA Championship Basketball is on the air. Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County, in association with DelcaHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's championship boys basketball game.
Follow, no good. On the floor, who wants the ball? Good hustle. Underneath the basket, up for two.
Tonight's PIAA 5A Round 2 state playoff game is between the Abington Heights Comets and the Chester Clippers. Tonight's game is sponsored by the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum, dedicated to preserving the history and memory of Delaware County sports legends in Radnor. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
And a good Tuesday evening, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, Peter Fulginetti, getting assistance, of course, with our one and only, my wife, Brenda Jean. We are at the Liberty High School Memorial Gymnasium. It is old school, built in 1957 on the campus of Liberty High School in Concrete Charlie. Chuck Bednarik, 1960 Eagles World Champs, his hometown and his hometown school. It was Bethlehem back in the day. We'll be with Pete in a moment more about that. Very exciting times here. Second round of the PIAA 5A Boys High School Basketball State Tournament. A battle between Chester from the Del Valle League and District 1 and Abington Heights from the Lackawanna Conference and District 2. Chester, of course, located just south of Philadelphia, bordering the states of New Jersey and Delaware, making its 46th appearance in the PIAA State Tournament, 40th appearance in the Sweet 16. The Clippers have captured a PIAA record 8 state titles, made a PIAA record 18 appearances in the state final game, an incredible state playoff record, 112 wins, just 37 losses. Abington Heights, from the small town of Clark Summit, outside of Scranton, making its 12th straight and 20th overall appearance in the PIAA State Tournament, their record 14-19. The Comets made their deepest run in the state tournament in program history last March, advancing to the state semifinals before losing a tough battle with eventual state champion Archbishop Wood of the Philadelphia Catholic League. On the way, Abington Heights beat Martin Luther King of the Philadelphia Public League and Chester High. Both games in double overtime. Fifth state playoff meeting between Chester and Abington Heights. Of course, they met last year. Chester is 19-8 on the season under first-year head coach Keith Taylor. Abington Heights is 23-3 under legendary head coach Kenny Bianchi, year number 43 overall. Head coach at Abington Heights since the 1996-97 season. Right now, 770 combined wins. The all-time winningest boys basketball coach in the Scranton area, breaking the mark earlier this season of 757 wins set by Julius Przelski, who coached 42 years at schools like Waymart, Milford, Mountain View, Forest City High Schools. Coach Taylor from Chester, 87 grad, 1,048 career points, Hall of Famer for the Clippers, Central State University, Ohio, where he played his college basketball and had a nice career there. Chester beat Martin Luther King of the Philadelphia Public League in the first round of the tournament last Friday night. Abington Heights blasted Garden Spot of Lancaster County in the first round. So here we go, guys. That sets the scene for the big game here this evening. It is, Mark Jordan would be proud of this, do or die. Winner goes to the State Elite Eight.
No doubt. And a real quick note on this stadium built in the late 50s. They obviously wanted to get, this holds 2,000 people, and if your average gym probably holds half of that, if not less. And what they did was they built the stands go straight up on both sides. They're not removable. They're permanent. They go way up, 24 full rows. They're actually nice seats. We're sitting in the first row at the press table here. But the ceiling is enormously high. What do you think that is? 30 feet, three stories? Something like that, 30, 35 feet in any event.
Yeah, it's three stories high, easy.
Yeah, and all built, of course, in Bethlehem steel, with Bethlehem steel, I'm sure. So it's quite interesting. The floor is in great shape. Obviously, this is a facility they like, the BIA likes to use, because they can pack a couple of thousand people in here. I don't know if they're going to have that kind of crowd tonight, but there's a pretty good crowd in here already. And our crowd pretty good right now on the air as well.
Hey, Fulginetti, here we go. Liberty High School in Bethlehem. This is where Concrete Charlie went. And that 1960 World Championship for the Eagles means even more now, because we just won another one, the Eagles, in 2017. It's absolutely awesome, yeah. And this is great to be here.
Yeah, I remember coming up not too many years ago during the summer to watch the Eagles training camp over at Lehigh University, only a few miles down the road from here. And it's just a beautiful area. I also attended Allentown College, which is now DeSales University, and graduated from there. And that's a few miles down the road. It's a beautiful, beautiful area up here in the Lehigh Valley, but it's a long ride for us to get up here. We left down a couple hours ago. We left down there in Delaware County, but I'm sure it'll be worth the wait, because we expect a great game tonight, two good teams, and the setting is just a great thing for high school basketball.
The winner of this game between Chester and Abingdon Heights will take on whoever survives the other game going on right now, Pencrest and Northeastern York. After one quarter, Pencrest leading that game 17-11. Northeastern York is the squad that knocked out Sun Valley 69-60 in the first round last Friday night in one heck of a game. We do have a final score in other 5A state playoff boys action. Milton Hershey eliminates, and you know how good Bishop Shanahan is, Milton Hershey wins 69-61. So once again, it's round two, and just like the NCAA men's college basketball tournament, some really good teams, the season will be over tonight.
Yeah, that's right. For the if you lose, you go home. That's the end of it. This is all do or die stuff. Of course, high school basketball season starts kind of in December. A lot of the non-league games and tournaments and Christmas stuff. But then it gets pretty serious in January. Typical 10-week high school schedule for sports, and they generally try to play two games and get in 22 games before the season's over, and then of course go on to the playoffs. So. You know, it's a long season for these guys, but it's all comes down to tonight for these guys. As you pointed out, Dave, you win this, you keep going, and it's very, very quick. They'll have another series. Winner goes to Friday night, right? And then Monday night for the semifinals, and then the final will be the following week, following Friday in Hershey. So this whole thing's going to be over in a little more than a week and a half. And, you know, it's certainly do or die.
Yeah, I think you could also say, Mike, I know you said the season starts in December. Not for the Chester Clippers, it didn't. They were 1-5 at the holiday tournament at Widener. We covered on December 28th. Since then, I believe they're something like, Dave would know better, but I think they have 1 or 2 losses and 18 wins. They've turned the whole season around, and a 1-5 start. Here they are playing in mid-March in a quarterfinal state tournament in the Lehigh Valley. It's quite an achievement for the Chester Clippers.
Absolutely, and I got to tell you, you know, there's been a first round, obviously, for both teams. Abingdon Heights played Garden Spot and just obliterated them 75-46, and Chester played Martin Luther King, and I don't know if it was any closer than this sounds like. The score was 61-47.
It was a battle the whole way.
Right.
And then Chester again made the free throws, making the score more lopsided than the game actually was. Same score when Chester lost to Bishop Shanahan. It was actually a one-point game with like a minute 50 to go. Then foul shots. That was the District 1 5A semifinal we covered. There was a game earlier here tonight, a team in Abingdon Heights League, Scranton Prep. They played their tails off, but still fell to nationally ranked Imhotep, the Philadelphia Public League. That's the 4A second round. Imhotep wins it 44-32.
And that was a little bit closer than that looked. They scored a few baskets towards the end, but they always led by about 7.
Very methodical, and that's what it's going to be like tonight with Abingdon Heights. They are going to try to slow the game down just like they did against Chester last year, play zone, daring Chester to shoot. Chester makes shot. They make the shots. They have a good as chance as anybody to win this game here tonight. Abingdon Heights is going to be very methodical. You know the coach Bianchi, a legendary, unbelievable coach with unbelievable wins. So we're going to take a break here. It's the pregame show. It's the 5A second round state tournament boys basketball. Chester taking on Abingdon Heights from Bethlehem on DelcoHoops.com.
If you're a sports fan, you have to visit the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum in Radnor. Two floors of spectacular sports memorabilia from some of the greatest names in Delaware County to ever play sports. Baseball, football, basketball, and more. On display at Delco's only sports museum, and admission is free. The museum is located at the Radnor Township Municipal Building in Radnor, Pennsylvania. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 11 to 1:30. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Liberty High School in Bethlehem, the heart of the Lehigh Valley. Chester Abingdon Heights, rematch of last year. They met in the state quarterfinals of the PIAA Boys High School Basketball 5A tournament. This year in round number two, also known as the Sweet 16, Chester 19-8. Abingdon Heights, a very consistent year, as usual, 23-3. Chester again 1-5 to start the year. Started January on a roll, 17 out of 18 wins before losing two in a row in the District 1 5A tournament to Bishop Shanahan in the semifinals and to Wissahickon in the consolation playback game. But they're here, Chester, 46th time in the state tournament, 40th time Sweet 16, and of course Abingdon Heights here once again. Let's talk about the Comets and 6-foot senior Jackson Danzig. Had 30 points on Chester in that double overtime state playoff win last year, won by the Comets. Over 1,000 points in his career. He is headed to Division III Scranton University to play his college hoops for his dad, Carl, sitting right behind us back there. Jackson is the fifth member of his family, guys, to score over 1,000 points in a basketball career. Brother Ethan went over the 1,000 mark this past year as a senior for Scranton University. Another older brother, Ross, 1,793 points in his college career at Scranton University. Graduated 2015. Father Carl, 1,732 points during his college career out in the Midwest at Baker University, 1983 to 87. And then Jackson's grandfather, Hal Danzig, 1,161 points during his college career at Bucknell, 1956 to 1959. I did my research there, and you're going to hear his name mentioned a lot tonight.
I guess. That's impressive. I mean, you know, you talk about, and you see it obviously in pro sports with sons coming up and daughters and things like that. But it is amazing to see a family, just one right after the other, that can score points like that and has the knack to get to make the shot. You know, basketball is one of these games that you can run hot and cold. It plays with your mind, and we talk about it almost every game because, you know, always in the game, suddenly a team will go cold, and they just got to break out of it. But it's such a mental game, whether it's free throw shooting or even layups and stuff. It just plays with your brain, and a lot of times we'll watch a game, even in the playoffs, with two very good teams, and one of them will just go cold, and they just can't get out of it, and it costs them the game. And, of course, with one and outs, this is why pro ball doesn't do one and outs, but high school has no time. They have to get the season over with and move on so these kids can go start playing baseball and lacrosse and all the other stuff that goes on. One of the beauties of being a high school student is all the sports you can play.
Pre-game show, Dave Berman along with Mike Mayer. Happy birthday, Mike, to you.
Number 64.
There you go. That was not a good year for the Phillies, actually. 1964.
Good year for me.
Yes, it was, baby. And Pete Folgenetti getting ready for the opening tip. Chester and Abingdon Heights.
Hey, yeah. Dave, I have one question for you. That family with 5,000-point scorers, what are the odds that they had a basketball in the driveway, basketball court
we'll
in
have
their driveway?
Maybe ask them because three of them are sitting right behind us to our left up here.
I'm sure they had
there
it set
go.
Up.
Yeah,
there.
Absolutely. So we'll be back with the starting lineups and the opening tip scores from around the rest of the state here. It is Chester Abingdon Heights from suburban Scranton, the state tournament. Boys basketball, DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to Liberty High School in Bethlehem. a gym built in 1957, Liberty High School Memorial Gymnasium. Starting lineups, first of all, for Chester, number one, Michael Smith, number two, Brian Randolph, number four, Rami Gilbert, number 11, Tim Johnston, and Kylair Blackston. Smith is a 5'11 junior, Randolph 6'3 senior, Gilbert 5'10 sophomore, Johnson 6'4 senior, Blackston 6'2 senior. Now for Abingdon Heights under Ken Bianchi, number 10, 6'5 junior, George Tinsley, number 11, Corey Perkins, 6'1 sophomore, number 22, Jackson Danzig, 6'6 senior, talked about him, 23, Jack Nealon, 5'11 junior. He can shoot the lights out. And the big strong boy underneath, another sophomore, 6'4, Mike Malone. So this is a grizzled, tough, hard-nosed Abingdon Heights team. Northeastern Pennsylvania basketball, similar to the Hazeltons. Schools like that. And Chester's had some incredible battles with not only Abingdon Heights, but Hazleton over the years.
Hey, Abingdon's got some great height on their side.
Yes, they do. And, you know, you look at the 6'4 young man. He's going to be physical inside. Watching the Comets of Abingdon Heights in the pregame, they were shooting the lights out in the pregame. So we'll see how Chester handles the zone. Abingdon Heights in their white uniforms with the blue trim. Chester, the traditional black, mostly black, the road uniforms tonight with orange and white. The Chester Clippers and the Abingdon Heights Comets. Fifth lifetime meeting in the state tournament between the two. Danzig to jump it up with Tim Johnston. Tap control by Chester and sophomore Gilbert. Chester moving right to left. Abingdon Heights will be left to right. Abingdon Heights in the zone. There it is, the one. It looks like a spread out there, guys, and daring Chester to shoot. Blackston, right side to, that's the give and go, actually. Randolph at the right side, looking for the give and go to Blackston. And the ball tipped out of bounds, last touch by Abingdon Heights. It'll stay with Chester, just underway, 7:38 to go, first quarter. Lose, you go home. Win, you go to the PIAA state quarterfinals. Michael Smith with the floater, it's good for Chester. 5'11 junior, Doug Overton, Lincoln University in the house here tonight. Checking out some ballers, he mentioned Michael. 2-0 Chester. Half-court trap. They break it down low, lay it up. No, but a blocking foul as driving to the basket was Danzig. And they were looking, Chester was, and looking for an offensive foul, but it's going to be a block foul on Kylair Blackston. Halftime score now. Bonner has blown it open here. 5A, we'll get to that in a moment. Free throw around the rim, no good for Danzig. He'll shoot another. We have Bonner leading York High at the half, 40-27. So Bonner was down by two after one, and right back at it. He misses both, and that's very rare for Jackson. Rebound Chester. Randolph back across the timeline. Smith, far wing. Smith penetrates under the basket. Left wing corner, Gilbert. Top of the key, Randolph. Left wing corner, Gilbert. Gilbert gets it out. Left of the key, Randolph. Now here's Smith, a three ball wide to the right. Wide open was Michael. And the rebound, and here comes Tinsley ahead of the pack. Drives to the basket, no, but a foul. That'll be two quick fouls there on Chester's Kylair Blackston. Yeah, he might have to come out of the game, and they'll bring in the freshman, number 30, Carell Watkins. So George Tinsley, seen George a lot over the past couple of years at our Big 60 Boys Basketball Showcase, in which I'm one of the broadcasters, and he misses. So I don't know what's going on here tonight, because Abingdon Heights is usually a tremendous free throw shooting team, 0-3.
On the other hand, Chester's only made 2 points so far, so nobody's hurt yet.
6:54 to go, first quarter. Tinsley again, up and good for George. 6'5 junior, 2-1 Chester High. Smith back across the timeline. Foul line to Johnston. Drive shot blocked out of bounds by Tinsley. A lot of press here tonight. Got Tume Anderson here from Lehigh Valley Basketball Rankings.com, LVBR.com, among others. And there's a steal by Abingdon Heights. It's Nealon to the basket. Lays it up and in with a left hand. He's a quick young man, a 5'11 junior. 3-2, Comets. 23-3, Abingdon Heights. Chester with a record of 19-8. Smith, sophomore, near side is Gilbert. Smith, left wing corner, Randolph. Out to Smith. Smith stops, pops, good. Michael Smith with 4. Again, he's a junior. So Chester has a junior, sophomore, freshman, couple of seniors out there. Abingdon Heights, pretty young also. Near side is Perkins. Between the circles, Danzig. 5:58 to go, first quarter. Chester 4 and Abingdon Heights 3. Left wing corner, Tinsley. Now left of the key, Nealon. Right side, Danzig. Danzig, right block, underneath the basket, up off the glass. No good by the big fella Malone, the wide body.
Good defense for Chester. I should have gone in.
Rebound, Chester. 5.5 to go, first quarter. Looking down low, Randolph can't get it to anybody. Smith near side, foul line. Now Randolph. Here's the freshman Watkins. Shot is blocked, but a foul. That's going to be on Tinsley. And George, a 6'5 junior, long arms, hustler, nonstop, pleasure to watch for Abingdon Heights, commits the foul. Two free throws for the freshman Carell Watkins, who was called up about maybe with three games to go. Ooh. in the regular season, misses the first foul shot. And you can't blame the backgrounds here.
Yeah. There's nothing there.
Yeah, Abingdon Heights 0 for 3, Chester 0 for 1 from the foul line. He makes that one. 6'4 ninth grader Carell Watkins for Chester. Clippers 5, Abingdon Heights 3. Very deliberate style, fundamental basketball, lot like watching Bishop Shanahan, who got eliminated tonight, by the way. Danzig, right side jumper, back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Chester. It's Gilbert flying back, behind the back dribble, floater in the lane, misses it. Offensive rebound, Watkins shot blocked, but a foul. So Carell Watkins goes to the line. If that's on Tinsley, that's number 2. And that is not good news for Abingdon Heights. Coach Bianchi may have to go to the bench here.
Yep.
So Watkins to the line, shooting 2. Ooh. Misses the first. Not happy with himself. He's been doing pretty well at the line, Watkins, for Chester, the ninth grader. Liberty High School, Bethlehem. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Clippers up, no good. And a rebound. That was Tim Johnson, nice effort, but blocked away. And Abingdon Heights comes back. Danzig right of the key, top of the key now. With the ball is Nealon. Danzig right side, down low, Tinsley turns, fires around for 2. George Tinsley, 3 points for him. Chester coming back, Smith across the timeline. 5-5 game, 4.5 to go in the first quarter. It's probably going to go down to the wire, baby. Chester and Abingdon Heights went double overtime last year, state quarterfinals. Left of the key, Smith. Foul line, Watkins. Jumper, back of the rim, no good. Tinsley rebound. Tinsley gets it to Corey Perkins, 6'1 sophomore. Danzig right of the key. Cross court, Nealon. Long, long three ball, and he drains it. Jack Nealon, 5'11 junior, he was draining them in the pregame. 8-5, Abingdon Heights. That is their game, very methodical, no secret right there. Chester with the ball, 3:48 to go. Boy, just reminds me of the Abingdon Heights back in the day, every year really, and Hazleton. Here's a pass underneath. It's going to be a tie-up possession arrow with Abingdon Heights. Good defense there by Tinsley. So Abingdon Heights has the ball. The Comets up 8-5. 3:39 to go. Quarter number 1. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Liberty High School. Across the timeline they come. Tinsley out. Perkins again. 3 ball. Back of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Up for 2 by Jackson Danzig. 6'6 senior. 10-5 Abingdon Heights. Chester coming back. Down low. Out of bounds. Bad pass by Randolph.
Yeah, he kind of faked out his own player there.
That's 3 turnovers for Chester.
Nice run here. They are up 5-3. 7 unanswered points by the Comets. Tinsley across the timeline. It's like watching, I tell you, Bishop Shanahan in a way. And it's an old-fashioned Princeton slow-it-down basketball. Ken Bianchi, the legend. Three ball from the right side, up too strong, no good. Watkins the rebound. Chester coming back. Going to try to take it to the rack. Right side, Gilbert. Gilbert now. And a wide open open underneath. Watkins misses the shot. They battle for the ball, Watkins and Tinsley. And we have a tie-up. Possession arrow will go with Chester. The Clippers.
Yep.
Clippers make shots are right there. You miss them, you're going to be in trouble with these guys.
And that was a layup. I mean, they've got to make those shots count.
Right wing corner, getting it out to Michael Smith. Left side Randolph for three around the rim. No good. Rebound Danzig. Good box out. Chester not shooting well. Down by just five. Left wing corner, Tinsley. Thought about it. Now drives to the basket. Deflected out now. Areas again were three. Back to the rim. No good. Long rebound Chester. And Smith comes back. Michael's going to try to take it all the way to the basket. Misses the shot. Offensive rebound. Blocked from behind. And that should be a foul, I believe, on the floor on Tim Johnston. It is. So a tremendous block from behind by Mike Malone, the 6'4 sophomore. Coming out of the game for Chester, Rami Gilbert. Are they going to call it a tie-up or a foul? I think it's a foul. It's on Johnston for Chester.
Yeah,
team
right.
Foul number three. Out of the game comes Gilbert. Into the game, junior for Chester, Ramad DeJarnett. Coming up on 2 minutes ago, first quarter. 10-5, Abingdon Heights. Danzig. Pass deflected. Left of the key between the circles to Nealon. Left side Perkins between the circles. Now getting it. Look at that ball move. Wide open three again. Rims out. No good. Put back. Yes. By Jackson Danzig. And a timeout called by Keith Taylor.
And nobody challenged Danzig when he went into the paint. And he just was there for the rebound.
This is the same kind of start Abingdon Heights got against Chester last year. Except Abingdon Heights had the seven-footer. 1:45 to go in the first quarter. It is 12-5 Abingdon Heights over Chester on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Chester with the ball, 1.5 to go, quarter number one. Clippers trailing Abingdon Heights 12-5. Chester led 5-3, and that has been it for them in scoring, and this is exactly how they're going to have to attack this. There's a travel on the left block by Tim Johnston. Checking into the game for the Clippers is number 21, 6'1 junior Javon Graham, and Johnston will take a seat.
Dave, this Abingdon zone defense is really hurting Chester. They're really having a problem getting the ball close to the hoop.
Chester's seen it before, and you got to deal with it. Got to play defense, too. Danzig drives to the basket, lay it up and in. A beautiful move by Jackson Danzig. 9-point lead. Abingdon Heights, Ken Bianchi trying to knock Chester out for the second year in a row in the state tournament. Smith with a foul line jumper. He's got it. Smith has 6 points. Chester down 14-7, 55-0 seconds ago, turning clock. Left to right, the Comets. Nice solid point guard, Perkins. Martin Luther King apparently didn't go zone against Chester. It is Tinsley, top of the key now to Nealon. Loses the ball, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Chester. It'll stay with the Comets. 28 seconds to go in quarter number one. Slow start for the Clippers and a good start for Abingdon Heights. Winner takes on either Pentcrest or Northeastern York. Try to get an update on that score. Danzig, right wing corner, just tremendous. He's going to Division III Scranton University. Dad Carl, the co-chair. Left of the key, Nealon. Right of the key is Danzig. 15 seconds ago. It's knocked high in the air, but the length of Danzig picks it back up. And there's a steal with 9 seconds to go. Randolph loses it, picks it back up. looking around. He's got Monty DeJarnett driving in an offensive foul on DeJarnett when he really should have taken the shot.
Yes.
And that is going to be yet another foul on the Clippers. And the decision-making against this Abingdon Heights team better be better than this. Chester's only down by seven, I should say, 1.2 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And from three-quarters court wide to the right, it's the Abingdon Heights Comets from suburban Scranton, 14. The Chester Clippers from our Chester Clippers, I guess we can call them, from DelcoHoops.com, 7 after one quarter of play on DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
And we get ready for quarter number two. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Peter Folginetti, 14-7 in favor of Abingdon Heights. Kenny Bianchi, year number 43 overall, 21 years here at Abingdon Heights. We're at Liberty High School in Bethlehem, PA. Chester, 19-8, Keith Taylor, first year. It's Comets ball to begin quarter number two. Very methodical. Abingdon Heights. Good spin move, Danzig. Far side now to Nealon, guarded by Michael Man-Man Smith. Chester in a man-to-man defense, trying to get a five-second call. Not going to get it. Danzig now left wing corner. And they'll look for the perfect shot here. Scranton Prep tried that. They download Tinsley. Mismatch. Layup. No good. Following Tinsley. Can't get it. And a travel on DeJarnett as he just fell down.
Yeah, no, it's not his fault, but it's just kind of indicating the way Chester's doing this right now. They're just not making the key shots, and they're making mistakes they can't afford to make being down 14-7.
This is the state Sweet 16. Getting it out high to Tinsley. Abingdon Heights with a 7-point lead. Down low, backdoor, lay it up. Misses, an easy layup. Perkins, you got to make that shot. Chester coming back. Perkins looks like he's banged up.
Whoa.
And there's another turnover on Chester, and this looks all too familiar, guys.
Yeah. Well, the other hand, the score hasn't changed in the last 3 minutes of play, so we're still at 14-7.
Chester with six turnovers, Abington one.
Chester played lights out against a tremendous Martin Luther King team from the public league the other night. Down low, driving, Tinsley goes up, no good, thought he was fouled, doesn't get the call, but it's last touch by the Clippers. 7:06 to go. In the second quarter, Chester not playing well, but only down by 7 points. But you can't get too far down against these guys of Abingdon Heights. Chester learned that last year. And I knocked our table over. Nice.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Not this table, though. And right wing corner, Danzig. Jumper from the right side is good for three. Jackson Danzig.
Boy, as Abingdon keeps doing that, that's going to be deadly.
Yeah. So 17-7 is the score. I got to make sure the table went down because my foot is right next to it. I got to make sure I don't slam it. So 6.5 to go in the second quarter. DeJarnett drives and lays it up and in. Monty DeJarnett makes it 17-9, Abingdon Heights. 6:18 to go, second quarter. Second round PIAA state tournament. Back comes across the timelines. It is number 23, Nealon, right wing corner to Perkins. They try to take it away from him. Perkins looking near wing. Now Chester really picking up the defensive pressure right there. Far side, Danzig at 30 against Chester last year. Down low, shot blocked. Tinsley had a good look. Blocked from behind. Not sure which Clipper got that. Chester comes back. Watkins looks to penetrate in the lane. Off the glass, no good. Battling for the rebound. Who wants it? It's on the floor. It's picked up by Chester. And a man wide open underneath. Oh. Blocked by a foul. And they're going to call that on Danzig. And it'll look clean from here.
Oh, obviously very much an Abingdon crowd here.
Yes. Wow. So team fouls. Four on Chester. Three now on Abingdon Heights. First on Danzig. At the line, DeJarnett shooting two. Chester down by eight. Missing another foul shot, Chester. Struggling from the field, struggling with ball possession, and struggling from the foul line. Clippers again here. Up. Got that one. DeJarnett missed most of the season. Came back late and has played well. 7-point lead, Abingdon Heights. Danzig back across the timeline, guarded by Randolph across the timeline between the circles. Chester picking up that defensive pressure and driving to the basket. Layup.
Oh, he lost control. Lost control of the ball, rolled off his fingertips, brought it back in, and made the shot.
George Tinsley with five. Abingdon Heights went all the way to the state semis last year in 5A, gave Archbishop Wood all they could handle. The eventual state champ.
Oh,
there's a
turnover
on an errant pass. Another, that's like seven or eight turnovers on Chester already in this game. Down by nine. Abingdon Heights has not turned it over too much.
Seven turnovers, David, right on the button.
There is a three ball from the right side, no good. Put up by Tinsley. Chester the rebound. Watkins, the freshman. Smith back across the timeline. Ken Bianchi looking good. Got the bow tie on the night, head coach at the Comets. Randolph driving to the basket. Reverse layup would not fall. And the rebound on the near side taken by the Comets. Nealon, Chester's got to start making some shots. It's unbelievable, the shooting tonight. Abingdon Heights coming back very methodical again. Out high is Nealon. Driving to the right side. Almost a steal by Smith. Can't get it. Right block, Danzig. Guarded by Randolph. In the lane, turnaround jumper, yes. Jackson Danzig, 1,000-point score. And he has five in the quarter, 11 for the game. Chester down by their biggest margin, 11 points. Abingdon Heights. And Chester is going to have to try. It's very similar to the game last year. Chester actually came back, took a lead in that game against Abingdon Heights. They had a battle hard, though. They off to a bad start again. Top of the key, Smith. Driving Smith, left baseline Randolph. Chester looks, for some reason, very uncomfortable in this playing against this defense.
Ooh.
Randolph drive shot blocked out of bounds. Chester ball.
Well, you know, part of their discomfort is they're not getting into the paint like they want to. And when they get into the paint and get their shot, they can't get it to drop. So, they, you know, they're not taking the 3 points like we've seen them do so often, which is fine with me. But, boy, when they get their opportunities, they're just not dropping in.
Plus, Mike, Abington is not allowing them to run. If you remember, we saw them score 107 points against Chichester,
right.
But they can't run. They got 10 points.
This is the style to be. Oh, down low, into the game, out of nowhere. I didn't see him come in. Ronell Sparks, the junior, for the layup. Checking in for Abingdon Heights, a 6'1 senior. He's a wide body, Alex Derry.
All right, Abington 21, Chester 12.
9-point lead, Comets. Danzig looks to drive. Stops, pops, no good. Battling for that rebound. Chester has it. Can't get all the points back in one. Smith comes back. Gets it out now to Johnston. Johnston between the circles, almost traveled. That's DeJarnett, left of the key. Randolph. DeJarnett, left wing corner. Wide open Johnston, right side. Jumper good. Tim Johnston about a 10-footer. Tim Johnston, 6'4 senior, 7-point lead, Abingdon Heights. 2.5 to go in quarter number two. Top of the key, left side, driving to the basket is Tinsley. Banks it home off the glass for two. 6'5 junior, George Tinsley. Matchup problems for a lot of teams. Winner plays either Pencrest or Northeastern York. That'll be Friday night. Randolph, top of the key. Randolph looks to drive, gets it out to DeJarnett for three. In and out, would not fall. Rebound is taken by number 44, Alex Derry, for Abingdon Heights. And a foul off the ball on Chester. Refs are letting the guys play, each team with four fouls. Watkins quickly back in the game, the freshman for Chester, and Johnston out of the game. 9-point lead for the Comets. They led 14-7 after one. Abingdon Heights with the ball 2 minutes ago, second quarter. Right side, Danzig. Top of the key to Nealon. Far side, Perkins. Nealon, top of the key. This is Tinsley, Danzig right of the key. Tinsley stops, pops, back of the rim, no good. Rebound Chester. Randolph back between the circles. Far side Smith. Between the circles, Randolph. Randolph looking for a pick. There's a three ball. No good. Chester having trouble shooting. Offensive rebound. Going to the basket in the lane. Loses the ball. Good job by Spells, but picked up by Chester. And Spells has it. Top of the key. Carell Watkins goes to the lane. Loses the ball. They rebound. Out of bounds off Chester. Very similar to watching Bishop Shanahan. The long arms and quickness and the style of play. Bishop Shanahan did get knocked out tonight by a tremendous team, Milton Hershey. And Middletown advances in 4A over Overbrook out of Philadelphia in 4A boys basketball. So a minute to go in quarter number two. Chester down by 9, 23-14. First game, Scranton Prep held the ball down. And Imhotep beat him 44-32. Yeah. Top of the key is Danzig. Left of the key, Nealon. Looking for the give and go. There it is. Driving to the basket. Lay it up and in. I love this old school basketball in this old school gym by Abingdon Heights. Chester down by 11. The bucket by Corey Perkins. And this is just a clinic being put on by the Comets. Chester's going to have to make shots, obviously. Off the glass there and there is a big one for Brian Randolph. And Chester doesn't have many fans here, obviously.
Right. And
Scranton was actually
some, obviously.
Further the trip. 16 seconds ago, second quarter. Fast-moving first half. Look, you got to watch that back door. It's Danzig, top of the key with 10 seconds. Danzig, what a spin move. Floater, no good. 6 seconds ago, Chester fouled in the backcourt. That's a good foul on Abingdon Heights Perkins because that's only team foul number
three. Well, four on that right, yeah. Right.
So Chester has 4.5 seconds to get it, to get a bucket here, try to cut further into that 9-point deficit. Dave Berman, Mike Maron, Peter Fulginetti, 4.5 seconds to go. Chester right to left. Smith comes back across the timeline. He's going to get a look. Randolph, that's not going to count. It's an air ball. Yeah. What a counted air ball. We got to try to find Chester's shooting percentage in that first quarter. It's all about making shots, baby. Chester trails the Abingdon Heights Comets 25-16 at the half in the PIAA 5A Sweet 16 from Liberty High School in Bethlehem. Back with the halftime show following these words on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
Life isn't made for pain. Life is for living. You should be free to run, to jump, to bike, to hike, to work, to play. This is why the experts at Rothman Institute are getting you back in the game. As the official orthopedic partner of the Eagles, Flyers, Phillies, and 76ers. Because big or small, epic or ordinary, you deserve to spend your days truly living. We are Rothman Institute. This is living. Rothmaninstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back here. Liberty High School in Bethlehem, heart of the Lehigh Valley. It is Abingdon Heights, just like last year against Chester. That was in the state quarterfinals, off to a good start, leading the Clippers 25-16, back-to-back meetings in the state tournament. Abingdon Heights won that game in double overtime last year, knocking Chester out of the PIAA state tournament. Chester, again, just 16 points in the first half, 8 points by 5'11 junior Michael Smith, 2 points Brian Randolph, 6'3 senior, Mahdi D. Jarnett, 6'3 junior with 3, Tim Johnston, 6'4 senior with 2, freshman Carell Watkins held to 1, and Ronnell Sparks, 6'3 junior off the bench with 2. 25 points, Abingdon Heights, 7 points for George Tinsley, he's a 6'5 junior, 6'1 sophomore Corey Perkins with 2. Jackson Danzig, Scranton University recruit, 6'6 senior with 11. And Jack Nealon, 5'11 junior with 5. So there you have it. And Chester has struggled mightily from the field. And, you know, they knew what they were getting tonight with this type of team, the Hazeltons, the Abingdon Heights, the Bishop Shanahans, and you see it, Mike. And, you know, you just have to find a way to beat this. So you're not going to go, you know, far in many state tournaments.
Even with the shots that they missed, they should have had, the score would still be 25-20, maybe 25-21. So they've got some issues with what's going on. They're obviously having trouble defending against Abingdon. And, you know, you're right, they're going to have to find some answers. One of the things Abingdon is doing is slowing the game down enough to where the fast breaks don't mean anything for Chester. They can't get out ahead. Every point Chester is making, they are absolutely struggling for. And I got to tell you, Abingdon isn't hitting a lot of their shots either. This game, if Abingdon was on the mark, I mean, I think they could be up 35-16 by now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But Chester, again, got to make shots. We'll see what Keith Taylor does. First-year head coach. New experience for him. State second round. And he's done a tremendous job with this team. You got to give him a lot of credit with losing some players to other schools and then, you know, just with a young team and what he has accomplished.
Right. And I think, you know, when you look at Abingdon's score, 25, I think if Chester said to themselves, if we can go into the halftime with Abingdon with 25 points, we'll be in pretty good shape. And I would have agreed with that. But, you know, who would have thought Chester would walk into the half with 16?
Another key for Abingdon Heights, you got to remember they're missing one of their starters who I think he hurt his, broke his foot, I think, okay, if I'm not mistaken, Trey Kohler. Another one of our big 60, when I say one of ours, I announce his big 60 shootout showcase. It's awesome. Trey's been in it, George Tinsley. Trey, a 6'2 junior, he's been out since January, and so they're doing it with the youngsters. Perkins in there. This 6'4 sophomore, Mike Malone, had a couple of nice blocks, playing good defense. Tinsley's a junior. Nealon is a junior, 5'11 junior. So you got to give Coach Bianchi, with still a young team, and just the coaching is just, it's old school, baby.
And no doubt about it, Pete.
Yeah, an interesting statistic. Chester has out-rebounded Abingdon 17-7. So you would think, wow, they must really have at least a small lead in this game. They don't. They're 17-7. One other interesting stat, one turnover by Abingdon the entire first half, one turnover, 7 turnovers for Chester. So that 10 advantage rebounding really is because they've missed so many shots. They've had so many attempts at rebounds. They just haven't been able to clean the glass and put it back in. So they're leading by 10 on the rebounds, but they're losing by 9 on the scoreboard.
How many offensive rebounds for each team, Pete?
The offensive rebounds, I got Chester with 6, and I only have 2 with it for Abingdon.
Yeah, really, which doesn't surprise me. I mean, it seems like Abingdon has really got their game under control. The only thing they're not doing is the balls aren't dropping like they'd like them to. But a lot of their shots are solid shots. You know, we're not seeing a lot of three-shot garbage nonsense trying to hit ridiculous shots. So it's just not falling. Chester's got the same problem, but don't have the opportunities. And, of course, the additional turnovers are just killing them.
Yeah.
If those turnovers had turned into points, it'd be 14 more points. They'd be leading 30-25. That's a little unrealistic.
Right. But yeah, and George Tinsley and Jackson Danzig, they've both been very good around the boards. You know, moves around the basket, left-right fakes, going up 3 or 4 foot jump shots. They're making a lot of their points in 5 feet or less. And I think Chester's got to stop that if they want to come back in the second half.
Well, Chester's got to keep track of where Abingdon is, and that's one of the other problems I see. Abingdon's very much in control of their game, and Chester seems out of sorts. Not so much on offense, it's just that their balls aren't dropping in. But on defense, Abingdon's too many men open, too many men right under the basket. Nobody's covering them. I'm not too sure what it is they're keying on and what they're looking at. Teams are coming out. Why don't we take a quick break, and we'll come back for the beginning of the second half after just a few minutes. You're listening to High School Basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their brand of products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County is pleased to announce their commemoration of the 100th birthday of Delco's greatest baseball player, Mickey Vernon. The museum will commemorate his centennial year by offering 12 video clips and 12 sports cards, one each month starting in January, on their website. Simply click on their ad on our homepage or go to sportslegendsofdelawarecounty.com. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Sports Legends of Delaware County, Delco Sports History on display in Radnor. Admission is free. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
And this is Dave Berman. Happy birthday to my man to the right, Mr. Mike Mayer. Other scores, final score, 5A boys basketball. Second round, Milton Hershey eliminates Bishop Shanahan, 69-61. And Bonner is now blowing out York, 71-54, as they head to the fourth quarter. Still looking for a score update. Pencrest and Northeastern York. Last we heard, Pencrest up by six after one quarter.
Yeah, but we haven't seen anything on Twitter.
No. And we're also looking for Archbishop Carroll, Lampeter Strasburg. And
if any of our listeners know what the score is, they can go ahead and post it on our chat line and let us know.
The winner, so Abingdon Heights again up 25-16. Winner of this game will be taking on either Pencrest or Northeastern York in the state quarterfinals on Friday night. Chester, the ball left to right to begin quarter number three. Still the amoeba zone defense. Blackston back into the game for the Clips. Johnston out high. Pass on the far side. Knocked out of bounds by George Tinsley. 6'5 junior all over the place. Got two quick fouls. Hung in there and has stayed out of foul trouble. And the refs have really let the kids play.
Absolutely.
Very, very impressed with the refereeing here tonight. Here's Blackston, a short shot off the glass. No good. Danzig the rebound. Easy rebound for Abingdon Heights. And back they come. Right to left in Nealon. Danzig left wing corner. Tinsley. Tinsley to Nealon. Left wing. Left wing corner is Tinsley. Getting it out now. Number 23, Nealon, a 5'11 junior. Chester is playing a zone defense also. And Abingdon Heights would be more than willing just to keep the ball down. There's a three ball from outside, no good, wide to the right. Chester with the rebound, missing that shot. Wide to the right, Corey Perkins. Chester coming back. Going to have to hit some threes. There is a three ball by Rami Gilbert. So there you go for Chester. Lead is down to six, 25-19. Coach Rami's only a sophomore. And a quick timeout called by Ken Bianchi and the Abingdon Heights Comets. 6:44 to go in the third quarter. Second round of the PIAA State Tournament Boys Basketball. It's Chester down by six on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent
is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
6:44 to go. Third quarter. Chester now down by six. They were down by as many as 11 to Abingdon Heights from the small town of Clark Summit, a little bit north of Scranton. Fifth all-time meeting between the two teams in the PIAA state tournament, including back-to-back. Last year, Abingdon Heights beating Chester at double overtime state quarterfinal, 65-61. Abingdon Heights with the ball. 6.5 to go. Third quarter. Right side to Nealon. Right wing corner, Danzig. Jackson gets it out high between the circles, Nealon. They weave it around. Driving baseline. Left wing corner, Danzig. Good pass by Tinsley. There is your wide open man. The three ball, yes. Just excellent. Fundamental ball movement. And Corey Perkins, the 6'1 sophomore, ended up being wide open for the trifecta. 9-point lead again, Abingdon Heights. In the pregame, they looked like they were shooting the lights out. Top of the key, Smith, and he gets the ball taken away. That Perkins kid is tough. Lays it up and in. 6'1", 10th grader, Corey Perkins, 11-point lead, Abingdon Heights, 30-19. In that 2-1-2 zone again. Cross-court, Randolph, three ball, Chester, that's their only hope, really.
Yeah.
And it's way off the mark. Head of the pack, Tinsley with a two-handed jam. George Tinsley. Chester calls timeout. 5:29 to go. In the third quarter, Abingdon Heights breaks it open. 32, Chester 19 on DelcoHoops.com.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist. But a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
5:30 to go in quarter number three. It's now Abingdon Heights by 13 points over Chester, 32-19, 5 points in the quarter. 6'1 sophomore Corey Perkins, two-handed jam by George Tinsley, 6'5 junior, three ball Rami Gilbert. Chester cheerleaders putting on a show here tonight. And the Abingdon Heights fans from Scranton really enjoyed that. But, guys, it's a big lead against for Abingdon Heights.
And if they continue to take those outside three-point shots and that's all they're going to do, they can't score enough of them to make it, I don't think. But we'll see.
Let's see what kind of answers they have. And other teams need to look at what, like, the Shanahans and what Abingdon Heights are doing. You know, that zone is a pain in the butt. And then Gilbert loses the ball, driving to the basket. Up, no good. Jim Johnston, ball on the floor. They scrap. Johnston follows and scores. Great work by Tim Johnston. 4 points for him. Chester down by 11. Abingdon Heights back. Last year they played with five kids. Tonight, about six or seven. Here's a rare turnover. Steal by Chester. Head of the pack is Gilbert. Stops. And stutter step, fools his man, and Rami lays it up for two. Lead down the nine again. Jackson Danzig comes back. They do not want to play Abingdon Heights this run-and-gun game. 4:30 to go in the quarter. Bad shot by George. Can't take that shot. Chester coming back. It's Michael Man-Man-Smith. He's got Gilbert, left wing corner, driving Gilbert. Down low, Blackston, off the glass, no. Follow Blackston again, no. Follow Chester, up. Want a foul? Not going to get it.
Wow.
And the rebound is taken by Abingdon Heights. Great defense there by Abingdon Heights. Chester tried.
Three shots on the basket by Chester. Couldn't end right underneath the basket. Couldn't get any three of them to drop.
Give the credit to Abingdon Heights. Chester going to cut into it further. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Danzig, left wing. 9-point lead, Abingdon Heights. He forces it up. Good again. Jackson Danzig making it look easy out there. Had 30 on Chester last year. And if the Clippers, I don't know if they're going to meet them again in the tournament. Glad to see he graduates. Gilbert misses the short shot in the lane, taken by Danzig. flies back, loses the ball on the floor. Possession arrow with, it's going to be with Abingdon Heights.
Right. I'm starting to see the wind come out of the sail a little bit, pardon the expression, for the Chester Clippers.
Yeah.
They did that last three-pointer, they just, all of them, a big sigh, like, okay, what are we going to do to stop this?
But you got to give Abingdon Heights all the credit.
Oh, listen.
And, you know, it's funny, and they are taller than Chester, too. It's amazing.
They're taller, and they're playing old-school basketball, but they've got the talent to pull it off.
Danzig, three ball, boom! Jackson Danzig again, six in the quarter. Parents sitting behind us, got relatives out in Kansas listening. And now the lead is up to 15 again. Here's a three ball for Chester, way off the mark. That's a brick. Rebound Abingdon Heights. Danzig taking over this game. He's a senior, and he would love to win a PIAA state championship his senior year. What a career, over 1,000 points. But Chester has to find a way. They got to start. Somehow missing shots. Tinsley left block, up 2 points. George Tinsley.
Well, this situation for Chester just continues with them not being able to make their shots, and Abingdon is just coming back and at will, pretty much getting into the basket.
Abingdon Heights up 40-23. Gilbert to Rami DeJarnett. Left side driving is Randolph. Floater, no good. Can't get it to fall. Danzig, the rebound. Abingdon Heights coming back. Left wing corner, Perkins out to Danzig. Danzig left of the key. He wowed the Chester fans last year. They congratulated him after the game. And Abingdon Heights scored 30, double overtime win. And a foul, driving to the basket. DeJarnett commits the foul on Tinsley. Just the first foul altogether here
in the second half. Right.
Still no score yet. Pencrest, last we heard Pencrest up by six after one quarter against Northeastern York. Bonner is crushing York High in quarter number three. I think it's the fourth quarter now. Nothing on Carroll yet. 2:11 to go, third quarter. Pass, knocked away, picked up by Abingdon Heights. Tinsley underneath, going to be called for traveling.
Yep.
But Chester gets the ball back with 2:06 to go.
Boy, and they're down by 17. That's going to be a tough road to come back on.
Abingdon Heights has only beaten Chester once in the state tournament. Man Smith drives, scores, and he's fouled. That cuts the lead to 40-25. Chester down by 15, 1:58 to go in the third, and two shots for Smith. Fouls on Mike Malone. No relation to Moses. Smith, free throw. Got it. Score updates. In the fourth quarter, 3 minutes to go, Northeastern trail. It's Pencrest by 1 point.
Wow.
55-54. Chester here down by 14. Northeastern York has made quite a run there in the fourth quarter. 1:35 to go. We're at Liberty High School in Bethlehem, PA. Young Chester Clipper squad against a relatively young Abingdon Heights team. Dancing again for three. No good. Battling for the rebound. Freshman Watkins for Chester. Chester's going to have to play almost perfect basketball the rest of the way. DeJarnett lays it up. No good. Missing an easy layup right there. Unbelievable. And the rebound Abingdon Heights. Unreal, Mike. Well, it just went... You have the other night they played great against Martin Luther King.
Yep.
Different style, though. Man-to-man, mostly. Abingdon Heights will slow it up. A minute to go in the fourth quarter. Tinsley lost the ball out of bounds. Last touch by him. So it'll be Chester ball. Uncharacteristic errors here by the Comets in the third quarter. But they still lead by 14. Gilbert comes out of the game.
They're trying to slow the game down a little bit, and that's cost them some errors, but they're so far ahead right now, it really doesn't make a difference. Chester has to show they got some life left in and make some shots.
Super sophomore Malik Langley, sophomore, as I said, into the game. DeJarnett, nice spin move, floater off the back of the side of the backboard. Wow. Bad miss again there, and out of bounds off of Abingdon Heights. So Chester is still scrapping, but the old bugaboo against this kind of defense.
They're good athletes. They're not going to give up, but it just gets as the clock ticks down. It's under a minute now for the third quarter.
Chester has it out high. Randolph. They're trying to take it to the rack. There's a driving layup by Randolph. Chester down by 11. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Chester, do they have one of those Chester 20-2 runs in them to close out the game. They're down by 12 points right here. 12 points. 40-28 Abingdon Heights with 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. And they'll go for the final shot. Perkins, top of the key. Danzig got way outside. And ball way outside again, and they don't get a shot off.
Nope.
That's crazy. So at the end of three quarters of play, it's Abingdon Heights 40 and Chester 28. Chester has 8 minutes to get back in this, baby. The 5A, 2A, 5A actually, 5A boys basketball state, second round of DelverHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti back. It is the second round.
We're missing Mark Jordan, Radnor basketball coach, because his son had a birthday today. Of course, it wasn't important that I had a birthday today, but that's okay. We miss him. He's got great stats and numbers, and hopefully we'll catch him on the next game.
8 minutes to go in Chester's season unless they can make a comeback here. Down by 12 points to Abingdon Heights, a team that knocked them out of the States last year. Pull-up jumper, Chester, no good. They just cannot get the ball to fall. Follow-up layup, though, reverse layup by Brian Randolph. 10-point lead, Abingdon Heights. 7:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Tinsley back, right to left. Far side, Nealon. Got a couple of final scores for you. And a barn burner with Pencrest. Get to that next stoppage. Nealon to Malone. Right at the key. Three ball straight away. Good again.
Wow.
That is by Jack Nealon. And there's a difference in the ball game, obviously. Chester down by 13. Nealon has two trays. Danzig two threes. Perkins a three ball. 43-30. Abingdon Heights driving to the basket. Lay it up and in by DeJarnett. Chester down by 11. Got to keep scrapping away here. And a push foul is going to be on Malachi Langley, sophomore. 7:04 to go in the fourth quarter.
That's a control the game foul. That was kind of ticky-tack, but you want to make sure he gets things going.
Chester down by 11. Only two team fouls on Chester here in the second half and one on Abingdon Heights. He can get it into Danzig. Abingdon Heights with the ball. Chester's trying to speed him up, and there's a steal. And it's going to be Randolph going all the way to the basket. Up, good, and a foul.
Wow.
By Brian Randolph, and the personal is going to be on Danzig. Boy, not only are these Abingdon Heights kids tall, 6'5", 6'6", but very long wingspans.
Yes. I mean, this has been giving Chester fits all day long, and I think one of the reasons Chester may be off is just the defense has been smothering.
Randolph at the line. Got to make everything here. Free throw is good. Randolph 5 in the quarter. 7 for the game. Lead is down to 8. Chester scrapping away. Abingdon Heights with the ball. 43-35. From behind Tinsley. Gets by his man. Wide open 3. They don't take it. Jackson now wide open. Now look at that ball movement.
No.
3 ball back to the rim. No good. Randolph the rebound for Chester. They can cut further into this deficit. Bandman Smith tries to go all the way, lays it up and in off the glass. Ken Bianchi wants a timeout. Now Chester really starting to play. Coach Bianchi wants an offensive foul. And, you know, it could have gone either way.
You know,
here's 6:31 to go in the fourth quarter. Chester only down by 6.
You know what's happening? Chester's running. They're getting off the boards and they're running. If they can run, they can catch up with this team.
Let's keep it right here. Can we keep it right
here?
All right, score update. Listen to this score. Bonner destroys York High, a very good team, 93-74.
Wow.
So Bonner advances to the state quarterfinals, Philadelphia Catholic League. Tie game with a minute to go. The last we heard, Northeastern York and Pencrest.
Wow.
And my source there says Pencrest has Heidig fouled out of the game and Malcolm Williams fouled out.
How about Norwood?
He's still in the game. We'll have to wait and see. But Northeastern York, I think, was down, it looks like, by 7-8 points. Try to still, we'll get a score when we can. Back to this game. Chester down by 6, 43-37. 6:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Abingdon Heights with the ball. They get it underneath, driving to the basket. No, but a foul. Two free throws coming for hard drive to the basket. I mean, that is by Jackson Danzig. He'll go to the line shooting two. That is three fouls team-wise on Chester, just two in Abingdon Heights. I'll tell you what, hardly any fouls in this game, guys.
Yeah, they're really calling a good game, letting them play out.
Danzig at the line, shooting two. Got it. He's a warrior, baby. Winner of this game will be taking on either Pencrest or Northeastern York. That one's going down to the wire. Danzig again. Scranton University recruit. Gets it. He's a taller version of Sun Valley's Vinny D'Angelo. That's a way to describe it. Chester coming back. Jumper from the right side. Skims the rim. No good. Watkins had a good look and missed it. Rebound Abingdon Heights. Coming up on 6 minutes to go. Fourth quarter. Very school team here. Almost a steal. It is a steal. It's on the floor. It's going to be out of bounds off of Abingdon Heights. Good hustle there by number 41. And that is... Or is that number 44, excuse me, for the Comets, Alex Derry. But he touched it last. Langley has it outside, 5:53 to go. Here's Watkins underneath. The floater is good by the Fab freshman, Carell Watkins. First bucket of the night. 6-point lead, Abingdon Heights. In the backcourt, junior guard Jack Nealon. Boy, he handles the pressure very well. Nealon right of the key, looking for the back door. Nealon has it far side from Danzig. Top of the key, Danzig. Three ball straight away, back of the rim, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds. Look at the hustle by Tinsley right here. That is what you love. It's out of bounds off of Abingdon Heights, but the hustle by George.
Yep, particularly when you're leading. Well, they're only leading by six now, so it's getting real tight. Chester's back in this game, Chester, 5.5 minutes left.
Yeah, with the ball. Can they hit a three ball here?
Well... Play the game that got you here. Drive it and put it up.
Randolph looks to drive. A high off the glass, no good. Watkins battles with the rebound up. It is good and a foul.
Wow.
Woo! Carell Watkins for Chester. The lead is down to four. 45-41. Watkins. Hard to believe he's only a ninth grader.
Abingdon is starting to look a little confused now. They're trying to figure out how this game got so close.
Like Chester's, what they're doing now, they're taking the ball right to the basket. They're either getting fouled or making the layups. They don't need three-pointers if they continue
this
kind of game.
45-42. We have a hole in the backcourt on Langley. That'll be number two on Malik. 5:11 to go, fourth quarter. What a tremendous run here by the Clippers.
Oh, it's amazing they're back in this game.
Yeah, they were down 17.
Yes, about 2 minutes to go in quarter number three. In the Tinsley. Abingdon Heights with the ball. 3-point lead now for the Comets. Tinsley gets it now to Nealon. Nealon dribbling it outside. Chester plays a lot of kids. Nealon looks to drive to the basket. Left block. Nealon now getting it to Malone. Malone way out high to Danzig. You want to get it to Jackson. Jackson flips it off to 5'11 junior. Nealon down to 4:45 to go in quarter number four. It's turned out to be a barn burner. There's a pick set and a three ball. Back to the rim. No good. Watkins the rebound for Chester. Randolph coming back. Wants to take it all the way. Pass underneath. The left-hand layup is good by Monty DeJarnett. Chester has cut this game to 1 point. 45-44. They're playing some ball. 4:28 to go in the fourth quarter. State playoffs do or die on DelcoHoops.com.
Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County is pleased to announce their commemoration of the 100th birthday of Delco's greatest baseball player, Mickey Vernon. The museum will commemorate his centennial year by offering 12 video clips and 12 sports cards, one each month starting in January, on their website. Simply click on their ad on our homepage or
go to sportslegendsofdelawarecounty.com. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All's we know, Pencrest is down by 1 point in the other state playoff game. 1 point. I think Northeastern has the ball with 13 seconds to go in the game.
Wow.
Chester was down by 17. I think it was like 2 minutes ago in the third quarter. Now the lead is only one. We're at Liberty High School in Bethlehem. This crowd is going crazy.
But at 4:28, we got a whole new ball game here.
Yeah, there's a lot of time left here.
Yep.
Chester's got to keep driving to the basket. They don't need three-pointers. They can take it to the basket and score.
Bonner won big. Bonner defeated York High 93-74 is what I have. All right, Abingdon Heights with the ball. Their lead is down to one, ahead of the pack to Tinsley. And the ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch, great effort by freshman.
Yep, almost got it,
Watkins.
Too.
He could be a track star. It'll be Abingdon Heights ball.
It was interesting. They made a huge long pass, inbound pass, to the other end of the court, thinking they could kind of surprise Chester, but Chester was right with them. Didn't work. We'll see if they can get the points here.
Abingdon Heights, they need a bucket badly here. Malone underneath for two. He came out of nowhere. Mike Malone, 6'4", sophomore. The lead is up to three again for the Comets. They break that tremendous run by Chester. Clippers with the ball left to right, still in that man-to-man defense. The intensity really has picked up. Randolph, far side. Randolph is going to try to drive. Now he's going to look for a man open. It's going to be DeJarnett to the basket, high off the glass. No, Watkins follows and scores again. Carell Watkins is a thoroughbred.
Those offensive rebounds for Chester is really making a difference.
Danzig is pumped. He is, Danzig is bumped, excuse me. Team foul number five on Chester.
That was really kind of a silly foul.
Chester won to get 3:48 to go. 1 point lead again for Abingdon Heights. And another classic between these two teams. It looks like Chester was getting run out of the gym. Here's the give and go, stolen away by the Clippers. And it's Randolph behind the back. To Randolph. Michael Man Smith. Somebody should be wide open. He's at the far wing now, Smith. Left wing corner, Randolph for three, misses it. Offensive rebound, Watkins. Watkins for Chester, gets it to Smith. 3.5 to go. Chester just can't, their outside shooting is really struggling. Here is Malik Langley, lay it up and in with a left hand from the right side. Chester leads.
For the first time tonight.
This is unbelievable.
Other than after the first basket, right?
Yeah.
Is unbelievable. 48-47 Chester. 3:08 to go. What an unbelievable comeback here. We're in the fourth quarter. Top of the key. Abingdon Heights. Danzig gets it out high to Malone. Way out high to Malone. Danzig top of the key. Looking for that give and go. Not going to work. Danzig looks to penetrate. Now Nealon left of the key.
Abington standing around. Not moving the ball.
And they got some younger guys out. This is a pressure pack situation. Top of the key, Danzig. 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Chester by one, 48-47. This is Malone between the circles. Danzig. Top of the key, Danzig guarded by Randolph. Far side, Nealon. Do or die. Survive and advance. Winner takes on Pencrest or Northeastern York. Top of the key, Danzig. Looks to drive. Danzig looking for the back door. Right side, Nealon. Danzig, top of the key, guarded by Randolph. They're looking for picks. 2:10 to go. Abingdon Heights with the ball down by one. Boy, the patience in these guys. Danzig, he's the go-to guy. It's a steal by Chester. And driving all the way to the basket is Randolph. He gets it out high to Smith, and Chester is going to slow it up. 1:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Michael Man Smith. Now Chester has the ball at a one-point lead with 1:43 to go in the fourth quarter. Three team fouls here on Abingdon Heights. They can. There's a foul. They have three to give. Man is fouled out high. It's going to be on Nealon. Abingdon Heights. 14 fouls on Abingdon Heights. 1:32 to go. Chester was down 40-28 after three. Down by 12, unbelievable comeback. Randolph in the Smith in the backcourt. It's 1:30 to go in the fourth quarter. Abingdon Heights is going to have to start fouling soon. if they want to put Chester at the foul line. It's Michael Man-Man Smith. Abbott Unite's trying to get a foul call. Dribbles it out high. Now he's better get out of that. Almost a five-second call. What is he doing? You got to be careful. They get rid of it. And now Smith looking around. Smith. What a ball handler. Smith driving inside. Smith gets it out to Randolph.
Under a minute.
And unbelievable.
Oh,
he had underneath the basket off the hands of Carrell Watkins. He had an easy layup. Timeout. What's the final score? Pencrest eliminated.
Really?
By Northeastern York, 63-60.
Wow.
Here, it's 48-47 Chester, 57 seconds to go in quarter number four. He had Watkins alone underneath. Maybe Man-Man could have kept, should have kept.
Absolutely. He was just standing there waiting for the ball, and he just threw it over his head.
I thought he threw it a little wide right, but whatever.
All right, back to the Pencrest game. After one quarter, it was Pencrest 17, Northeastern York 7. 17-11. Okay. Now I have to. I lost the score again. Give me the box score again. Nonetheless, Pencrest lost 63-60.
Well, that's the way it plays. We're running out of teams to cover for next game.
Well, you got Bonner left. They crushed York tonight. Yeah. What a comeback here by Chester! No matter what happens here tonight, and then they had control of the game.
Oh yeah. Yeah, well, you know, remember, we're watching a game. We're very excited. These kids are 16, 17 years old. So, you know, 15 in some cases.
Win and survive. It doesn't matter how you win the games. That's what right. Abingdon Heights is.
Oh, now, Abingdon Heights has the ball. They're down by one with 57 seconds left in the game.
You got to put it in Danzig's hands, and he can make a lot of things happen. Chester has a foul.
Well, you got to do is stall the game for a good time.
Yes.
It's going to be last person with the ball wins. So you got to try to keep the ball for, you know, 50 seconds and put it up and make the shot. Otherwise, you'll lose.
Chester, full court pressure. Trap. Danzig, 54 seconds to go. Danzig across the timeline. Danzig looks to drive, and it's going to be an offensive foul or what? Oh, out of bounds. No foul. Danzig lost control of the ball. And last touch by Chester, 48 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Chester by one, 48-47, and an epic. It's turned out to be an unbelievable game. Getting it into Tinsley. Danzig, left of the foul line, guarded by his man, going to the basket off the glass. Got it! He's got it.
But a lot of time left.
Now Chester down by 1 point. They've got to be patient. Michael Man-Man Smith, if you're Chester, you probably go for the final shot.
I would think so. 27 seconds.
Gets it out to Randolph. Timeout called by Keith Taylor. Good move. 23.9 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It's now Abingdon Heights 49, Chester 48. And we got to keep it here.
Yep.
23.9 seconds to go. So Pencrest, the dream season comes to an end. Northeastern York is very good. So they knocked out two Delaware County teams, Sun Valley, and a comeback tonight. It looked like they had a huge fourth quarter. We'll hear more about it.
Right.
Check out the Delco Times
absolutely.
Bar. And Pencrest loses 63-60.
And, of course, check out DelcoHoops.com. We'll have all the articles posted and various links into the full article.
Another team that we covered, Bishop Shanahan, they lose to Milton Hershey, 69-61. So we still have Bonner. Carroll plays Lampeter Strasburg right now.
Right.
And everybody keeps thinking it's going to be Carroll and Bonner in the state finals. We'll have to wait and see about that. So Chester, 40 trails by 1 point.
Has the ball.
Two fouls to give here for Abingdon Heights.
Yep.
That's a good thing for them. Akeem Smith, Chester fan, former Chester great, got his cell phone going, recording us. Brian Randolph will inbound the ball in the front court for the Clippers.
If I'm Chester, I drive the ball to the basket. No jump shots.
Far side, Watkins, top of the key, Randolph. Randolph spins. Watkins far side, 18 seconds to go. Gets it to Michael Man-Man Smith. Smith is going to, he's pushed. That's a foul, 13 seconds to go. Abingdon Knights has one foul to give. Chester one foul to give. 13 seconds to go. Chester down by one. Abingdon Heights were in the fourth quarter. It's going to go down to the final shot of the game, it looks like. Randolph to inbound. To Langley, timeout. A hold on Danzig. So now 16 fouls on Abingdon Heights. They can't commit another one. If they do, Chester's going to the line 1-1. 49-48 Abingdon Heights. Randolph to inbound. Randolph gets Watkins, and then on the sideline was Randolph. And a turnover back to Abingdon Heights. That hurts.
Well, they've got a foul to give, but Chester does.
That's a lot of pressure for these kids. 12 yep. seconds ago, we'll keep it here. So Abingdon Heights gets the ball back. And, you know, what a job by the freshman out there, Carell Watkins. That's an unfortunate situation. He was out of bounds on the far side. He passed yep. the ball in, then they got it back to him. 7 points for Carell. But the big bucket by Jackson Danzig, very quiet here in the fourth quarter, 4 points in the game. He has 21. So here we go. It's still not over yet. Anything can happen. Chester's going to have to foul right away.
And I would think so. And then hope for, yeah. And then, of course, you know, in a case where there's a steal, there's a good likelihood they'll be fouled, and it'll be 1+1, the free throw line. And that with a one-point game, that could go.
Yes.
That could get really gutsy.
Ken Bianchi in another battle with Chester. Abingdon Heights knocked the Clippers out last year in double overtime by a score of 65-61. So Abingdon Heights gets the ball back on the unfortunate turnover by the Clippers. It'll be the sophomore Perkins to inbound. Chester has better watch out for the long pass, too. Got a foul immediately. Or somehow somebody try to get a steal. Got to watch Malone. And in the backcourt, foul him, foul him. Foul, please. Okay, 10 seconds to go.
All right, coach. All right, coach, yeah.
All right, so it is Danzig. Was that Danzig fouled? All right, so six. Now Chester's going to have to foul and put them at the line.
It's the line,
10.2
right.
seconds to go. Dave Berman with you. 49-48, Abingdon Heights by one. They have the ball, and Chester needs a turnover, and there's a foul. So Danzig will go to the line, 9.4 seconds to go, shooting 1-1. And this is the guy you want at the line
absolutely.
For the Comets.
And this is the guy you didn't want to foul if you were Chester, but they had absolutely no choice. And, of course, Abingdon knew that. Get it to Danzig, so he goes to the line.
And if you're Chester, you got to box out it. In case he misses, he missed two earlier tonight.
And if he does make them both, Dave, Chester can come down and hit a three and send this game into overtime.
Here we go. Here's the front end. Up. He misses it, and Chester has a chance to win. Watkins to Langley, 7 seconds to go. Across the timeline, Brian Randolph going to take it all the way. Layup. No, he misses it, and that's going to be the ball.
Wow.
He misses a layup at the buzzer, and Abingdon Heights survives. 49-48 over Chester. Brings back a lot of memories for Chester fans when Chester lost the PIAA state semifinals to Hazleton, 48-47, missing two short shots at the end of the game back in 93, and then against Williamsport in 1995 in overtime, two short shots had a chance to win the game. And Chester loses it 49-48, and Abingdon Heights advances to the PIAA state quarterfinals against Northeastern York. Back to wrap it up following these words on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Oh, my gosh, what a game. And not unbelievable. Not the greatest nights for Delaware County teams. Bonner won. They crushed York. Pencrest is eliminated, losing by 3 to Northeastern York. Chester loses here 49-48 to Abingdon Heights. It turned out an unbelievable, unbelievable fourth quarter. So congratulations to the Comets. They win and survive to the state quarterfinals
incredible game. It turned out to be, and Chester was down by 17 at one time late in the third quarter.
And it's interesting that Chester lost in the last second shot the way they've been missing shots all night long. Just a consistent process. They were there for the layup, and it was really Abington's incredible defense. It just threw them off kilter. Chester just couldn't get set, couldn't find the basket all night long. They finally made a run. They tied the game. They took the lead. And then when it came to the final shot, they went back for inside the paint, went for a layup, and just fell short. Couldn't go in the bucket, and that was the end of the game. It was simply amazing. It must have been the Comets fans here must have had their hearts in their throats. I mean, that was we were getting bored here in the third quarter thinking, oh, this was the wrong game to call.
They were putting on a clinic, Abington Heights, but Chester came back. Showed a lot of heart. Unbelievable. Could have gone either way. 1-point lead. And
Chester missed so many shots from 1 to 2 feet. They could have won this game double digits if they'd have made their layups.
Yep. Pete, what do you have for the final tally on turnovers?
Absolutely, Mike. Turnovers. Chester had 9 and Abington Heights had 7. Not a bad game for turnovers, but it was a well-played game. This is a stat that's really amazing. Chester out-rebounded Abington by 30-15.
Wow, that's amazing.
Watkins had 10 rebounds, 6 of them off the offensive glass. So they out-rebounded them by 15, but yet they lost by 1 point. Why? They missed too many bunnies under the basket, as I call it.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think maybe 5 or 6 that I can think of.
And then that last minute, Mike, remember the pass that went to the right?
Yeah.
That's 2 points. And then that layup there could have, you know, they just had so many shots, and they just, when the game was on the line there, they couldn't make it. But even early in the game, there was too many easy layups missed.
Yeah, so let's run down the score. We have time for the score.
Yeah, let's do the score.
Talking with Mr. Tinsley here. His son, I tell you what, that turned out to be an unbelievable game, one for the ages. So it's a 49-48. Abington Heights advances to the state quarterfinals, knocks out Chester for the second straight year, and they beat Chester 49-48. Leading scorer, George Tinsley with 11, Corey Perkins with 7, Jackson Danzig, the game-winning shot, with, I for was it maybe a 20 seconds to go in the game with 21. Yep. Jack Nealon, a junior, with 8 points and 2 for Mike Malone, the big fella.
Okay.
Off the bench. Chester, 13 points. Michael Man Smith, he's a junior. 7 points for Brian Randolph. Missed a short shot at the end of the game. 3 points, Rami Gilbert, a big three in the third for Chester. Ramad DeJarnett with 11. He turned out to have 11. 4 points, Tim Johnston. Final game is his career. We have 2 points, Malik Langley. 7 points, Carell Watkins, the fabulous freshman. 2 for Ronell Sparks. And Chester trailed 14-7 after 1. Abington Heights 25-16 at half. 40-28 Abington Heights
after. And we thought it was over.
Right. And then 49-48. And Chester had the ball. 1 point lead coming up with about a minute to go, was it? And Michael Smith had Carell Watkins wide open. And I guess I had my head down for like a split second. I guess the
Michael
pass
Smith
went
was
left.
Controlling the ball great.
Yep.
He saw the man underneath. He did the right play, but the pass was off. You know, they make that pass, it's probably a Chester victory.
A layup, yep. And Abington Heights survives, and congratulations. Yep. Keith Taylor, what a job for him. Chester closes out this season. And, of course, their goal every year to win the PIAA state tournament. They close out their season with a record of 19-9, and Abington Heights improves to 24-3, and here we go. And that's right now, as far as we know, only Delaware County teams left are going to be Carroll and Bonner, and everybody thinks they're going to meet in the state finals.
Okay, we'll see what happens. In the meantime, check back with DelcoHoops.com. The archives will be up, if not tonight, then first thing tomorrow morning at some about 9 o'clock. But in any event, that's it for tonight. We'll see if there's going to be another game. Check back with our pages, and we will let you know. So, this is DelcoHoops.com saying good night. Good basketball, everybody, and take care. Have a good evening.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.